Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
In this session, I want to talk about the preacher as a servant. Many different pictures are given in the Bible of what the preacher is, and they are all vitally important. And this picture stresses the humility of the preacher. In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1, Paul writes, "Let a man regard us in this manner as servants of Christ." That's how others should see us, and that's how we should see ourselves as a servant. A servant is one who is under his master, is subordinate to his master, and submissive to his master, and serves the purposes of his master. A servant is never building his own kingdom. A servant is never building up his own reputation. A servant has really died to self and has lost his life in the service of his master. And his greatest concern is that his master's interests are best served. As we preach the Word of God, we can never see ourselves above the Word of God or next to the Word of God. We are under the Word of God, and we are under the sovereign lordship of Jesus Christ. This word for servant in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1, huperetes, is a Greek word that actually means an under rower. Picture an ancient ship that was moved forward by rowers. And the lowest galley level was given to those, the most menial task, as they were an under rower at the very lowest level. Paul says, that's how I want you to consider me. Just the lowest level galley slave, servant, trying to keep my oar in the water, and just pulling my oar so that the kingdom of God can move forward. I'm not the captain of this ship. I'm not in charge of this effort. I'm just an under rower, submissive, obedient, subordinate, self-denying. That's what the preacher is to be. It's not about us. It's about our master, the Lord Jesus Christ. The preacher preaches not to exalt his own name and not to build his own kingdom and not to bolster his own reputation, but to magnify the name of Jesus Christ, that name that is above every name. He preaches so as to extend the kingdom of God. He preaches so as to edify the body of Christ. And it is critically important that we maintain this servant perspective and this servant's attitude. In Acts 26 and verse 18, as Paul gives his testimony, he recalls how the Lord appeared to him and said, "I have appeared to you to appoint you a minister." Well, in the original, it is this same word, huperetes. "I have appointed you an under rower on the good ship Grace, and you are just to pull your oar and do what is assigned to you." Again, this speaks of the humility that is required of us as preachers. Paul said in Acts 20, verse 19, to the elders at Ephesus, he says that he was serving the Lord with all humility. And in a sense, there is no partial humility or half humility. It's all or nothing. And he says, with all humility, with all lowliness of mind. And so to serve Christ is to serve his kingdom, his ministry, and his purposes here on the earth. And in Luke 1:2, it speaks of servants of the word. We are to be servants of the Word as well, to let the Word do the talking, not for us to do the talking, for the Word to speak, for the Word to do the talking. We're just a mouthpiece for the Word of God. So in this sense, we are servants of the Word. So the preacher must see himself as a humble servant, promoting his master under the lordship of his master, Jesus Christ, under the authority of the Word of God, and under the sovereignty of Almighty God. The more you humble yourself, the more God will exalt you in your preaching ministry.